This is your Bloomberg ETF report for Wednesday, February 22nd. Hedge funds and ETFs have a complicated relationship. Bloomberg intelligence analyst Eric Balchunas calls them frenemies. On the one hand, he says hedge funds use ETFs, and on the other, they compete in some areas. Balchunas on how hedge funds utilize ETFs.
They like to use ETFs to short out part of the market and make a bet on an individual name. So they have $100 billion in hedged exposure. In addition, they have some long exposure, although not a lot. We're talking $30 billion total in long exposure held with ETFs. To put that into perspective, that's only 1% of their total assets.
Balchunas discusses another way that hedge funds are using ETFs.
They may have a portfolio, like an all-weather portfolio, that has all the asset classes, and they just shift between them. And ETFs make it easy. You can quickly ratchet up or ratchet down your emerging markets or your treasuries. And so you could have a couple ETFs used for that purpose. But there's about 350 hedge funds that have at least some long exposure in ETFs, which is a decent amount. They tend to use the big liquid ones. They favor liquidity over all else.
In addition, hedge funds use ETFs in place of futures contracts or swaps. The most popular ETF among hedge funds is SPY, the Spider S&P 500 ETF Trust, followed by two emerging markets ETFs and GLD, the Spider Gold Shares. GLD is among the most popular. It's owned by at least 100 hedge funds. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Catherine Cowdery.